每年的这个季节
every time around this season,
一进入十二月份
we come into December,
白天就越来越短了
and the daytime is shorter and shorter.
如果你早上八点半上班的话
if you work at 8:30 in the morning,
所以当你进入办公大楼的时候呢，天还是黑的
when you walk into your workplace, the sky is so dark.
等到你四点半下班
And when you are off at 4:30,
你走出办公大楼
and you walk out of your workplace,
天已经黑了
the sun has already set.
这好像一天都是黑天一样
It's as if the whole day is dark.
只有当我们开车的时候
It's when we drive.
收音机里传来圣诞的歌曲
we hear Christmas carols from the radio.
然后呢，我们看到街上家家户户亮起来的那个圣诞的彩灯
and we see the Christmas lights in each and everyone's house
所以我呢心里就有一点点温暖的感觉
then there's this little warmth in my heart
还记得1999年的这个时候
I remember in 1999
那个时候我跟太太两个人刚刚来到温哥华两个月
me and my wife just arrived in Vancouver for 2 months
然后各种的不适应啊加上这个天气
We couldn't get used to this place on top of the weather.
天天都下雨。
It's raining every single day.
然后心里觉得这个空荡荡的。
It's rather empty inside.
说不出来的这种感觉。
It's an unspeakable feeling.
然后在这里碰到了第一个圣诞节。
And then we had our Christmas here.
然后我就决定了。
And then decided.
我一定要利用这个机会呢，好好的庆祝一下。
I'll utilize this opportunity to really celebrate.
好好的把自己的心情改善一下。
To change my, feelings.
所以呢，到圣诞节那天，12月25号。
And on Christmas Day, on December 25th.
我们就出去了。
And we went out.
我们出去想好好的利用这个节日，热闹的气氛，让我们的心情好起来。
To go out to enjoy the festival to get our mood shifted.
真的是没有想到。
But unexpectedly,
外面的所有的商场都关门了。
All the malls were closed.
街上一个人都没有。
There was no single person in the
place. 我们转了一大圈，冷冷清清的。
We drove around and there was literally no one.
没人。
No one there.
大失所望啊。
And we were so disappointed.
还记得我们在北京以前居住的时候。
Remember when we were living in Beijing?
我们开玩笑说哈
We used to joke around.
我们在人群之中感到寂寞那是真正的寂寞、
The loneliness in a group of people is the true loneliness.
结果到了温哥华
But now as we come to Vancouver
在这个看不到人的地方感到寂寞比那个寂寞还可怕
We truly feel the true loneliness.
好像连几个同类都找不到
It's as if we can't even see our fellow humans.
节日过后
And after Christmas,
我当时上英语课的老师告诉我
the ESL teacher told me,
圣诞节意义是什么呢
What's the meaning of Christmas?
除了给小朋友们这个那个幻想的那个传说的圣诞老人之外
except for the imaginary Santa Claus for the kids,
圣诞节有两个意义
There are two meanings to it.
第一个呢这是一个家庭的节日
Firstly, it is a festival for the family.
是家庭团聚的节日
For the reunion of families.
我才明白为什么大街上没有人
And then I understood why there's no one in the street.
后来过了好多年啊
And after so many years,
温哥华终于有一家这个 shopping mall 是开门的
There's this one mall open on a Christmas day.
那就是 Arbiting Center.
And that is operating center.
其他还都是不开门的。
And everywhere else doesn't open.
因为所有人在家里团聚。
Because everyone's gathering at home.
那么第二个意义是什么呢
？And the second meaning is
是给予。
To give.
利用这个机会呢，帮助别人。
To use this opportunity to help others.
帮助那些缺少的人。
To help those who are in need.
这是两个主要的意义。
So these are the two meanings to it.
我们当然知道这是我们世俗的圣诞节的意义。
And that is the meaning of the secular Christmas.
因为你看圣诞节这个字面上来看。
Because if you look at this word literally,
你就知道这是纪念一个圣的诞生，对吧
？It is to remember the birth of a holy one.
其实我们都知道圣诞节是什么。
And we all know what it is about.
是纪念耶稣的诞生。
It is to remember the birth of Christ.
我们大部分人 也都知道耶稣是一个什么样的人。
And most of us know who Jesus is.
至少知道他是一个非常重要的人物。
At least we know he is really important.
因为我们的公元纪年就是按照他的这个出生的日期来开始的。
Because the calendar year started with his birth year.
比如我们今年是公元2017年。
Now, it's AD 2017.
那么耶稣的诞生就大概是2017年前这个时候。
So that means, the birth of Jesus was about 2017 years ago from now.
那么实际上耶稣诞生是一个什么样的感觉呢？
So what is it like to, when we speak of the birth of Jesus?
有点像我当年在1999年的这个感觉哈。
It's a bit like, the feeling I had in 1999.
两个很孤独的人在那里面生下了一个我们叫圣，叫耶稣基督的降生。
Two lonely, a lonely couple, they welcomed the birth of someone called Jesus.
实际上呢，那么十二月二十五号呢，也不是耶稣降生的日子。
But in fact, December 25th is likely not the birthday of Jesus.
这个日子呢，是后来罗马的皇帝人为规定来纪念耶稣的这样的一个日子。
This date was was set by a Roman emperor to celebrate Jesus' birth.
实际上呢，耶稣降生的确切日期啊，没有人知道的。
No one knows exactly when Jesus was born.
当然了，我们说记载耶稣的事迹最权威的就是圣经。
But we know the most authoritative record of Jesus' life is the Bible.
但是奇妙的是啊，圣经里面没有记载耶稣他是什么时候诞生的。
But amazingly, the Bible didn't record the date, the exact date of Jesus' birth.
好，我们一起来看段圣经哈。
Let's look at the passage together.
我们看马太福音的第一章17-25节，我已经打在上面了哈。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 17 to 25.
我们来一起来读啊。
Let's read it together.
英文和中文一块都可以。
English and Chinese together.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要她以马内利。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和她同房，等她生了儿子就给她起名叫耶稣。好，我们圣经里没有明确说耶稣降生是在什么日期。
The Bible did not record the exact date of Jesus' birth.
那么在别的书卷里面也讲了一些耶稣降生时候的天气啊。
There are some books in the Bible that describe the weather of Jesus' birth.
发生了什么事情啊？
What had happened?
有什么现象啊？
What will be the sign?
没有说具体的日期。
But didn't talk about the date.
但是更奇妙的是呢，耶稣死的时候呢，就记载了耶稣死的时候的日期。
But more amazingly, it recorded the exact date of Jesus' death.
那么，所以耶稣的大体的降生日期呢，是推测出来的。
So his Jesus' birthday was actually calculated by man.
所以呢，我们具体也不知道到底是哪一天。
So that we didn't actually know when exactly.
这就是为什么有很多基督徒说呢，我们不过圣诞节。
And that is why some Christians say, "Oh, we don't celebrate Christmas."
第一个呢，是因为这根本就不是。
First, this is not actually the date of Jesus' birthday.
根本不是他出生的日子。
Not his birthday.
第二个。
And secondly,
跟耶稣的出生相比，
compared to Jesus' birth,
他的死对我们更重要。
His death is more significant to us.
所以刚才我们在这里擘饼聚会。
So we were breaking the bread and drink of the cup.
实际上是纪念耶稣的死。
It was to remember Jesus' death.
好，刚才这段圣经呢
？The passage we just read.
讲到耶稣的事情。
Spoke about Jesus.
这里讲的耶稣有两个名字。
It talks about the two names of Jesus.
当然一个叫耶稣了。
One is Jesus.
耶稣是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Jesus?
就是拉的意思。
To pull.
就是把他的百姓从罪恶当中拉出来。
Is to pull his people away from their sins.
这说明了他来到地上的目的是什么。
And that spoke of his purpose of coming to this world.
他还有一个名字。
And he has another name.
说人们都称他为以马内利。
And people all call him Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是与神同在，神与我们同在的意思。
And the meaning of Emmanuel is God with us.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
当耶稣跟我们在一起的时候呢
？When Jesus is with us,
神就与我们同在了。
God is with us.
这说明什么呀
？What is that?
耶稣他是谁
？That means who Jesus is.
他是谁决定了他怎么要怎样的来
？And who he is determines how he will come.
所以他来有一个目的是要把他百姓从罪恶当中救出来。
He comes for the purpose to save his people out of their sins.
因为他是神，神与我们同在。
Because he is God and God is with us.
所以他必须要从圣灵而生。
So he has to be born from the Holy Spirit.
这是他的目的和他怎么来。
And that is his purpose and how he came about.
我们知道啊，公元初年的时候。
We knew in the first year of A.D.
就在那个年代的时候
at that time,
实际上是一个世界大乱的时候。
It was a time of great conflict.
那么今天犹太人、以色列人所居住的那个地方呢
？And today, the places the Jews dwell in.
那时候是在罗马人的统治下。
It was under the reign of the Romans.
那以色列人亡国已经400多年了。
And the nation of Israel has been gone for 400 years.
当时罗马帝国，它占据了整个地中海的周围。
And the Roman Empire has conquered the area around the Mediterranean Sea.
那么它在现在以色列这个地方呢，它设立了罗马人的总督。
And in the place where is Israel now, they have.Put a governor there,
来管理当地的事务。
To govern the local issues.
当然为了和平和方便的原因。
On one hand for convenience, on the other hand for peaceful reasons.
那么罗马人呢也委任了他们这些犹太人做有限的自治。
They also assigned some of the Jews to self-governance.
就是他们有一些呢宗教的自由。
They have some of religious freedom.
可以自由的在他们的圣殿里面来敬拜神。
That they can worship their God in their holy temple.
他们有一些有限的民事审判权。
They have some civil rights to judge.
所以用一句话说呢，犹太人是在罗马人的统治下做了亡国奴。
To summarize it, the Jews were actually conquered by the Romans.
那么如果我们是做了亡国奴的话
If we were to be conquered,
很自然的
naturally,
我们就要想怎么样来推翻统治我们的外族人。
We would think of how to rebel and fight against the ones who reign over us.
这是地上任何一个民族都会有同样的想法，没有例外的。
That would be same for everyone else in this world.
那么犹太人还不太一样。
But the Jews are a little different.
你要知道犹太人跟我们一般的人不太一样、啊。
You know the Jews are a little different from.
当然他们聪明哈。
They're smart.
他们会赚钱。
They know how to make money.
他们好像能够通天的感觉哈。
It's as if they can go to heaven.
这是现象。
That is how it appears to be.
他们呢？他们是神的选民。
They are the chosen ones of God.
他们认为他们是神的子民。
They think that they are God's people.
他们认为只有他们是神的子民。
They think that they themselves are only chosen ones of God.
那些统治他们的罗马人呀
，the ones who reign over them are Romans.
甚至在罗马人之前的那些巴比伦人啊、波斯人啊
，even the Babylonians and the people before them.
在他们眼里是什么呀
？Who are they in their eyes?
他们是外邦人。
They are Gentiles.
他们称作狗的外邦人。
Gentiles are deemed as low as dogs to them.
当然，今天狗的地位也比较高了哈。
But today the position of dogs is pretty high, actually.
他们是看不上那些外邦人的。
They despise the Gentiles.
因为他们有神的话在他们里面。
Because they have the word of God in them.
他们有圣经。
They have the Bible.
他们有神。
They have God.
那些外邦人没有神的。
And these Gentiles don't have a God.
可那个时候什么光景？
But what was it like back then?
他们在那些他们看不上的外族人的统治之下。
They were reigned by the ones who they despise.
所以跟我们一般的人想的是一样的。
So, just like how we would think.
起义啊，暴动啊。
I want to rebel and just fight.
反抗啊。
To rebel.
那么所有这些的活动带来什么呢？
And what did these activities bring about?
带来罗马人更严酷的镇压。
They brought about more cruel treatment from the.
所以那个时候罗马人的统治下是。掠夺是杀戮是奴役
and under the reigns of the Romans they were robbed they were enslaved and they bled
所以很自然的他们盼望有一个人能够救他们
and they were waiting for someone to save them
不是一天两天
not for day, one day or two
不是一年两年
not one year or two
几百年来他们一直的恳求神
but for hundreds of years they have cried out to God
让神能够派一个人来救他们。
That God can send someone to save them.
那很奇妙的是。
And amazingly.
那么神在他们的圣经里面呢，就应许了有一个人要被派来救他们。
God has actually promised in the Bible someone will be sent to save them.
在圣经里面写好的。
It's actually written in the Bible.
在犹太人的圣经，也是我们今天的旧约圣经，在以赛亚书里面有这样一段。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, there is this passage.
说因有一婴孩为我们而生。
For unto us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们。
Unto us a son is given.
政权必担在他的肩上。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
这是在耶稣那个年代之前几百年的时候，在旧约圣经里记载的。
This was actually recorded in the Old Testament hundreds of years before Jesus' time.
也是无数的犹太人他们所盼望要来救他们的那一个。
And this is the hope of the Jews for their salvation.
因为他们的盼望不是我们一般来盼望说有一个人来就好。
Their hope is not that, oh, someone will come.
他们有一个明确的盼望。
They have a hope that is set.
他们盼望这个人就要来。
That this man,
这个明确的是这一位要来的。
This man, this certain man will come.
他来了就会好了呀。
As he comes, everything will be good.
因为那里写着了，说政权必担在他的肩头上。
Because it said the government will be upon his shoulder.
那现在的政权是什么呀？
And what is the government right now?
现在他们作为认识神的这样的神的选民。
As people who know God as the chosen ones of him.
他们服侍的是外国人的王。
They are serving the foreign kings.
他们称凯撒是他们的王。
They call Caesar their king.
所以他们希望有自己的王来呀。
So they want to have their own king.
他们希望什么呢
？What are they hoping for？
他们希望神所安排的这一位，快快的来。
Hope for the one, hope for the one from God to come quickly.
因为在别的经卷里面
，Because in other Bible
还描述了这一位要来的其他的特点。
It describes other aspect of this certain one who's coming.
比如有的说呢，说这一位要来的他是大卫王的后裔。
Some say that this one is the descendant of David, King David.
我们听起来没有什么感觉的。
When we hear about it, we don't feel anything.
当犹太人提到大卫王的后裔的时候，他就知道这个人是什么样的人。
But when the Jews, when they speak of the descendant of King David, they know what person it is.
因为上帝神应许给他们说，大卫的后裔要永永远远坐在王的宝座上。
Because God has promised to them that the descendants of King David will be on the throne forever and ever.
所以当提到大卫王的后裔的时候呢
，And when they mentioned the descendants of King David,
就是这一位要来的，他要做王的。
It speaks of the one who is to come to be king.
所以他们盼望的就是这样。
So they're waiting for this.
如果这位王来了。
If this king comes,
一切就都好起来了。
Everything will become much better.
就会怎么样了呢
？What will happen?
就会这个样子了。
It'll be like this.
这就是他们的前面的王大卫王所罗门王的荣耀的时候。
This is the glorious times of King David and Solomon.
那个时候他们在 他们的国家是强盛的。
And they were pretty strong, in terms of their nation's power.
那么外国来到他们的国家来进贡。
And the foreigners would come to them and bow down to them.
来拜见他们的王。
To bow down to their kings.
这是以色列人简单的想法。
And this is the simple thought of the Jews.
自然的想法。
And the natural thought.
来这样一位来了，我们就能够脱离罗马人的统治。
Comes such a king, then we will be delivered from the Romans.
拯救我们这个民族。
To save this nation out of.
拯救我们这个国家。
To save our tribes.
这是人的想法。
This is the thought of man.
但上帝神却不是这样想的。
But God thinks otherwise.
每个民族都看到自己民族的事情。
Every tribe looks at its own matters.
在那个时间里
around that time,
公元前后的时候
before after Christ was born,
那么整个地中海沿岸和中东地区是在罗马人的统治下。
The Mediterranean, the places around the Mediterranean Sea and the Middle East was under the reigns of Romans.
我们现在生活这个地方不知道哈，好像历史不知道是干什么的那个时候。
We don't know the place where we live in now, what's happened. We don't.
但是在中国那个时候是西汉东汉交接的时候。
But in China, it is just between the Eastern Han and the Western Han.
连年的征战。
There were wars every year.
国力空虚。
And the nation was actually pretty weak.
然后。土地兼并
and there was land consolidation.
我们知道这是每个中国朝代末期的这样的光景
and we know this is the condition and in the end of every dynasty.
然后就有农民起义
and then there was the rebellions of the farmers.
那那个时候的皇帝呢？中国的皇帝是什么样子呢
？What about the emperors in China?
最后倒数第二个吧，就算西汉的皇帝。
The second last one is the emperor of the Western Han.
他是一个著名的同性恋皇帝。
He is a homosexual emperor.
他委任他的这个伙伴。
And his partner.
男的啊，是22岁的时候就作为大司马。
Became a prime minister in age 22.
成为就是宰相了。
Yeah, prime minister.
所以那个是个乱七八糟的年代。
So it was really chaotic time.
全世界都在这样的征战和不安定的。
This world was under wars and conflicts.
那么在汉和汉朝跟罗马帝国之间的那些地方，其实也是一样的。
And in places in between China and Roman Empire back then.
那个时候在伊朗的地方是安息帝国叫。
It's pretty much the same, and in Iran there was the Parthian Empire.
那么往东呢，印度那个地方叫贵霜帝国。
And there was in India the Kushan Empire.
都是连年的征战，连年的分裂，连年的。连年的混乱。
There has been wars, chaos for years.
所以整个世界都在杀戮，都在流血，都在奴役。
And every place was full of killing, bleeding, and enslavery.
所以上帝不光是要救犹太人脱离罗马人的统治。
So God does not only want to save the Jews out of Romans.
上帝看得比我们人看得要高。
God sees above what we see.
他要救我们所有的人。
He wants to save us all.
他怎么救我们呢
？How?
我们不是这个国家坏了。
It's not that this kingdom is corrupted.
国家的兴衰跟我们个人有着直接的关系。
The rise and fall of the kingdom has direct relationship to us.
整个世界的流血和杀戮跟我们个人都有关系。
And the bleeding and the killing in this world have the direct relationship with us.
因为当我们人堕落离开神之后。
Because when man has fallen from God,
人就犯了罪了。
Man has sinned.
个体犯了罪，一定会带来一个家族的堕落。
And an individual, the sinning of an individual will lead to a sinning of a family.
一个家族就会带来一个民族的堕落。
And that will lead to the fall of a tribe.
然后带来一个国家的堕落。
Then to a nation.
国家之间的征战带来整个世界的堕落。
And the wars between nations will become the fall of the world.
其实这个道理我们中国人都清楚的。
As Chinese people, we all know this.
我们曾经怎么说呢
？What do we say?
我们如果做一个伟大的人的话
，If we can become a great person,
所以我们叫什么？我们叫修身、齐家、治国、平天下啊。修身是什么呢？就加强我自己的修养。
So first, we have to to be a good person ourselves.
然后管理好我们自己的家。
That we will be take good care of our family.
然后我们才能管理好我们的国家。
Then can we govern our nation.
然后天下才能达到太平。
And then the whole world can become peaceful.
那么我们人犯罪的结果是什么呢？
And what is the result of man sinning?
我们第一步就没有了。
We don't even have the very first
step. 我们修身这个事情就做不到了。
We can't even make ourselves a good man.
我们都是坏的。
We are all corrupted.
罪一定会带来流血、征服和奴役。
Sin will always bring about bleeding, conquering, and enslaving.
这是我们人的本性。
And this is the nature of man.
其实说穿了，到今天还是这个样子。
Even until now, it's the same.
所以神的恩典到今天还在。
That's why the grace of God still remains today.
他还愿意用福音来救我们。
He's still willing to save us with His gospel.
那么有一种说法说。文艺复兴带来了科学技术的发展。
Some have said that the Renaissance has brought about the technology advancements.
不管怎么说，我们看到了科技的发展。
No matter what, we see the advancement of technology.
给人带来了很多的方便。
That has brought many convenience to man.
所以在19世纪末的时候。
So in the end of 19th century.
所以人们是非常乐观的。
Men were pretty optimistic.
他们想象这个将来的二十世纪将是一个多么美好的世纪。
Then imagine that the 20th century will be the best century in human history.
因为科技带来了巨大的进步。
Because technology has brought such great growth.
人们可以彼此的和平相处。
That everyone can live peacefully with one
another. 因为我们达到了物质的极大丰富。
Because we have achieved the material abundance.
或许我们可以回到当年伊甸园的时候那种光景吧。
Possibly we can go back to the time in the Garden of Eden.
我们都知道二十世纪上半叶两次世界大战。
We know in the 20th century there was two world wars.
两次世界大战让十九世纪末的那些人的希望变得多么的幼稚。
That really made the hope of the people at the end of 19th century look childish.
我们现在我们也都知道哈。
And now we all know.
我们中国的那个邻居动不动就放一个大炮仗出来。
The neighbor of China do missile testing every once in a while.
你们有没有想过哈？就现在这个和平啊，世界的和平建立在一个什么样的基础上
？Have you ever thought about what is the world peace today based on?
是这样的哈。
If you think about it.
你想打我吗
？Do you want to go to war with me?
我肯定打不过你。
Maybe I can't fight you off.
但是我可以把这个地球毁掉。
But I can destroy the earth.
所以你打过我，你也没有用。
Even if you can conquer me, that is of no use.
所以你也不能打我。
So you can't fight me.
你打我我就死。
If you fight me, I will die.
我死你也得死。
And if I die, you die.
你说我们人类的这个文明的发展到今天就是这样的一个可笑的结果。
And this is the advancement of humanity.
原因是什么？
Why?
我们人都坏了。
Because everyone is corrupted.
所以上帝要救我们，不是救一个一个民族的救我们。
So God, when He comes to save us, He doesn't save one tribe at a time.
他要救我们一个一个的人。
But He will save us one at a time.
所以那个时候以色列人他们盼望的这个人是谁呢
？So who is the person that the Jews were hoping for?
以色列人都知道的。
The Israelites people know.
我们不熟悉他们历史文化的人，不熟悉他们宗教的人，不太明白。
As ones we don't know about these because we don't know their culture, their religions.
我们刚才读的那一段经文后面还有一半。
The passage we read, there's a second half to it.
他说：“因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给他，赐给我们政权，必要担在他的肩头上。”然后是他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
The first half says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. The second half says, And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
我们不需要很多解释这段经文，我们就知道。
We don't need to explain this much.
因为这说得很清楚，这位要来的谁？他是全能的神。
It's very clearly it says this one who comes is the Almighty God.
永在的父。
Is everlasting Father.
和平的君。
And Prince of Peace.
所以当时以色列人盼望那个人呢，他们很清楚是谁的。
And the person the Jewish people were looking for, they knew exactly who he is.
他们有个名字。
They have a name for it.
那么他们自己的文字叫弥赛亚。
And in their language, they call him Messiah.
那么在希腊文呢，叫 Christ， 就是我们英文的这个 Christ。
In Greek, it's translated Christ.
那我们中文把它翻译成救世主。
And in Chinese, it's translated as Savior.
这个意思好一点。
It's actually better translation.
说如果你是那个时候的犹太人，一提到这个基督，就 Christ， 中文的一个基督或者弥赛亚的时候。
If in that time, amongst the Jewish people, you mentioned the name Messiah,
他们都知道的。
They know
这是神自己要来。
That this is God Himself will come.
所以如果你说你是基督的话，
If you say that you're Christ,
你就是神的儿子。
Then you are the Son of God.
你就是神。
You're God.
所以我们可能不大清楚这其中的意思哈。
Maybe we cannot fully understand it.
那么神来到地上，我们叫神的儿子。
When God comes to this world, it is the Son of God.
就是在我们当中行走成为人的这个他跟神之间的关系，最方便的就是他是神的儿子，是上帝的儿子。
So the one who walks among us, the most convenient way we can understand it is that he is the Son of God.
所以上帝他自己要来到这里救我们。
So God Himself will come to save us.
那上帝怎么来呢？
How does He come?
有时候我想有很奇怪的想法哈。
Sometimes I have very peculiar thoughts.
那么上帝来的，那么从各种各样奇怪的想法当中，我觉得他最好，我最能够接受的，他还是成为一个人的样式。
I think if God were to come, I think the best way is He comes as a person.
假设哈，假设。
If we come to think about it,
他要是像孙悟空那样子来呢？
If He comes as Monkey King,
石头里蹦出来哈，然后带领我们，他有七十二变，有很多很多能力。
He jumps out of a stone and then He has all kinds of powers.
还是不喜欢哈，因为他跟我们不一样。
We might not like it because he's different from us.
上帝可以派天使来救我们的。
God can send an angel to save us.
他过去也做过这样的事情。
And he has done that before.
那这一次他自己要来。
But this time he came himself.
那为什么他自己要来成为人来救我们呢？
Why didn't he become as a man to save us?
他必须要成为人的样子才能救我们。
He has to come in the form of man to save us.
为什么要成为人的样式？
Why does he have to become like man?
他成为人的这个样式，他是一个特殊的人。
When he has become in the form of man, he is a special person.
我们都是犯罪的人啊。
We are all sinners.
他是一个从来没有犯过罪的人。
But he has never sinned.
他是一个无罪的人。
He's a sinless man.
所以第一件事情，他成为人的样式，给我们做了一个人的榜样。
So first of all, the very first thing he did was he set an example for man.
他告诉我们一个真正的人应该是什么样子的。
He told us what a real man should be like.
而不是我们今天这样犯罪之后的人的样子。
But not as us, as sinners today.
这点很重要的。
That's very important.
因为我们经常传福音的时候呢，就跟朋友们说啊，你是罪人，我也是罪人，我们都是罪人。
Because when we preach the gospel, we say to the gospel friends, "Oh, you are sinners. I am sinner too."
那很多朋友们都不喜欢这句话。
And some, friends don't like this.
那么有几种回答的方法哈。
There are some responses to it.
第一种就是强烈的反对。
The first is, they will say no very violently.
就说我才不是罪人呢。
I am not a sinner.
我是个好人。
I'm a good man.
你才是罪人呢。
You're a sinner.
你全家都是罪人。
Your whole family is a sinner.
那么现在这种人越来越少了。
But now this kind of people has become less and less.
因为你经过思考，你就发现哈。
Because after you put some thoughts to it.
你说自己是好人需要多么大的勇气。
How much courage does it need to say that you are a good man?
所以呢，第二种人比较多一点。
So the second type of people is actually more today.
就比较老实哈。
They're more honest.
是，我是个罪人。
Yes, I am a sinner.
你也是个罪人。
You're a sinner too.
我们大家都是个罪人。
Everyone is a sinner.
我们大家都这样犯罪。
Everyone has sinned.
那怎么办呢？我们迫不得已吗？
What do we do? We can't control it.
谁能做好呢？
Who can do good?
有一个人做得好。
There's this one person who.
上帝来到地上，成为人的样式。
God came to this earth to become like.
他有我们同样的性情。
He has the same form of man.
他有我们同样的性情，他也有我们经历的苦难。
He has the same characters as man, and he suffered the same suffering.
他经过同样甚至更多的试探。
And he went through more even, he went through temptations even more than us.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他就做了我们人的榜样。
He became an example for man.
让我们这些说，我们人哪一个都是犯罪的。
So for people who say, oh, everyone has sinned.
让我们不因为自己的罪而有所推诿。
That we cannot find an excuse to say, oh, all have sinned.
承认我们是罪人。
To commit that we are sinners.
同时也给我们一个希望。
Also give us a hope.
给我们人类一个希望。
To humanity.
所以我们人能够好起来。
That we can actually become better.
有这样一条路。
There is this way.
能够达到那样不犯罪的一个地步。
That we can achieve, the place where we don't sin.
那么这个方法。
And the way.
就是上帝必须成为人来到地上才能够做出来的。
This can only be accomplished when God comes to this earth as man.
因为我们罪人都要死。
Because sinners have to die.
我们罪人都要死的时候呢，我们没有办法。
And we can't do anything about it.
只有上帝他成为这个的人，他带我们死，我们才能够脱离死的这样的结果。
Only when God who becomes as a man.Dies in the place of us, then can we escape death?
所以上帝他来到地上来。
And when God came down to this world,
他成为人的样式。
He became like man.
他替我们死。
He died for us.
然后赦免我们每一个人的罪。
And he has forgiven each and everyone's sin.
他没有来说来拯救犹太国。
He did not come, and he didn't say that he came to save the Jewish people.
他也没有说来拯救罗马帝国。
Nor did he say, "Oh, I've come to save the Roman Empire."
他也没说单单要拯救犹太人。
Nor did he say, "I will save the Jews only."
他要拯救我们所有的人。
He will save us all.
所以上帝他必须替我们死。
So God has to die for us.
有这样一个法官哈。
There's such a judge.
一天在办案的时候。
There's one time when he was when he was judging.
啊，一抬头。
He raised up his head.
被告席上坐的这个人看起来很熟悉。
The accused one is actually someone familiar to him.
是他的儿子。
His son.
他的儿子因为犯罪做错了事情，被人告到被告席上来。
And his son, because he had committed a crime, he was actually.Here, to be judged.
要是我们都是那个老爸的话，估计都气死了。
If we were, his father, we would really, be angry.
往往现实中经常发生这样的事情。
And this actually happens in real life.
生气归生气。
You're angry.
法律的公义不能够违反。
But you cannot go against the law.
所以呢，按照法律的规定。
So according to the law.
要么罚款10,000块钱。
You either pay a fine for $10,000.
要么进监狱15天。
Or you go into prison for 15 days.
所以这个判决下来之后，
and when it was sentenced,
那个儿子就疯了。
The son was crazy.
你知道我没有10,000块钱的哈。
He said to his father, "You know I don't have 10,000."
你是我爸爸吗？我没有10,000块钱。
You are my father. You know.
那你这样判下来的结果是什么呢？
And what is going to be the result of this sentence?
我们只能进监狱了嘛。
I will go into custody for 15 days.
这个法官。歇了休了庭之后
，and then after it was sentenced, the judge,
换了衣服
，changed his clothing,
老老实实的到收款台
，and he went to the place to pay the fine,
交了10,000块钱
，and he paid that $10,000,
把他儿子买出来
，to save his son from custody.
法律的公义是不能够违反的
，you cannot go against the righteousness of law.
要想付出犯罪的代价
for you to violate the law.
他的儿子没有办法。
His son has no way.
所以必须法官这个人他自己愿意付出这个代价。
He had no solution, so that this judge, his father, has to pay the price.
我们这些罪人哈。
As sinners.
我们都站在被告席上面。
We all stand on the position being accused.
我们被控告是有罪的。
We are accused of sinning.
根据神的公义的法律
，According to our God's righteous law，
有罪就必须要死。
As a sinner, you have to die.
因为我们的上帝他要求是高的。
Because our God's standard is really high.
他要求我们呀，就是打靶的话呢，枪枪都要是十环。
He requires us if we were to shoot, we have to hit bullseye every single time.
考试的话呢，每科必须一百分。
If we go to do a test, we have to score 100% every single time.
99分就是不及格。
And 99% is fail.
九达到九环也是不及格。
And if you miss the bullseye for a little bit, you fail too.
所以这个达不到神的目标。
For not achieving God's purpose.
在圣经里面有一个术语。
For not achieving God's requirement, there's a term in the Bible.
这叫罪。
Called sin.
这就叫罪。
And this is called sin.
因为我们的上帝他的标准是高的。
Because our God, his standards are really high.
他说不要撒谎。
And he said, do not lie.
因为他是绝对的真实，他是绝对的真理。
Because he is the absolute true one.
他说不要杀人。
He said, do not kill.
因为他是生命。
Because he is life.
他说不要恨人。
He said, do not hate.
在心里面恨人也是杀人。
To hate is to kill.
罪结果带来什么呢？
What is the result of sin?
罪的结果就带来跟神的分离。
It results in the separation from God.
因为神是绝对的正义，绝对的真理。
Because God is the righteous and He is the truth.
他也是绝对的权柄，绝对的能力。
And He is absolute power and ability.
99分也不能来到他的跟前。
Even if you score 99%, you cannot come before Him.
离开是什么意思呢？
What is separation?
分开什么意思呢？
What is separation?
跟神分开就是向着神死了。
To separate from God is to be dead in God's sight.
跟世界分开，向着世界死了。
To die from the world is to be separated from the world.
所以罪带来什么呢？
So what is sin?
罪带来分开。
It brings about separation.
罪带来跟向着神的死亡。
It brings about the death in the sight of God.
所以我们在被告席上，我们被控告，我们是有罪的。
So as the one being accused, we have sinned.
我们不能来到神的跟前。
We cannot come before God.
这就是死。
And that is death.
怎么办？
What do we do?
神愿意我们回到他跟前。
God desires for us to return to Him.
但是我们犯罪的人来不能来到神的跟前。
But sinners cannot come before.
当这个案卷展开的时候。
When the charge was opened before.
必须人要死才能够了结这个案件。
One has to die to conclude that case.
因为我犯罪的事实是确定了的。
Because the fact that we sinned is confirmed.
所以神的儿子来到地上。
So the Son of God come to this world
他死了
to die for us.
就是为了了结这个罪案。
He died to conclude this case.
当这个人死了之后
when this man has died,
在神面前的案卷就合起来了。
The case has closed before God.
我们犯罪，神的儿子替我们死了。
We have sinned, but the Son of God died for us.
这是一个冤案。
That is a wrong case.
因为犯罪的是我们，死的是神的儿子。
Because we are the ones who sinned, but God and the Son of God died.
我们侥幸逃脱了神的审判。
We escaped the judgment of God.
但那是神的儿子替我们死了。
But that is the Son of God dying for us.
神是审判我们的法官。
God is the one who's judging us.
是神自己愿意自己受损失。
And He is willing to suffer loss for us.
他愿意自己受损失，达成这样的一个冤案。
So that he suffered loss to conclude such a case.
是他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
这是神的爱。
And this is the love of God.
所以他一定要替我们死。
And that is why he has to die for us.
而且替我们死在最悲惨的十字架上。
And he has to die on the cross.
让我们代替我们能够不再受审判。
So that he is a substitute for us that we don't have to be judged.
所以在这个日子我们说这样一位神的儿子来到地上。
So in this time, we say that the Son of God has come to this world.
耶稣在地上33年半。
Jesus lived in this world for 33.5 years.
他出生的时候
，when he was born,
应验了圣经旧约所有的预言。
It fulfilled all the prophets.
怎么样生？生在哪里
？How he would be born? Where he would be born?
他在地上所做的一些神迹奇事。
The miracles he would perform.
比如说让瞎子睁眼看见
such as opening the eyes of the blind,
让瘸瘸的行走
to make the lame walk
也应验了在旧约圣经里弥赛亚的预言
and also fulfilled the prophet of Messiah in the Old Testament.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
他什么时候死？
When did he die?
他怎么死？
How did he die?
死后葬在哪里？
Where was he buried?
同样应验了圣经里的预言。
They all fulfilled what was prophesied towards him.
他自己也说他就是神的儿子。
And he himself said, I am the son of God.
因为他在地上33年半。
Because he was on the earth for 33 and a half years.
没有人能够指责他犯罪。
No one could accuse him of sinning.
他是个无罪的人。
He is a sinless man.
他就是上帝的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他自己说他就是神的儿子。
He said he is the son of God.
他被挂在十字架上。
When he was on the cross.
唯一的罪名就是说他说他是神的儿子。
The only charge was that he claimed to be the son of God.
神的儿子就是神来到地上。
The son of God is God himself come.
所以他被处死的原因就是说他说他自己是神。
So the reason why he was killed was that he claimed to be God.
所以这是耶稣。这是他来到地上的故事。
Jesus and his story of coming down to this earth.
我们英文的这个 Christmas,
Christmas,
我们看到哈，实际上它是分成两部分的。
It can be separated into two parts.
那前面我们看到 Christ, 就是基督的。
First part, says Christ.
后面那个 Mass,
second part is Mass.
它是个拉丁文来的。
It's actually a Latin term.
它什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
它其实是啊，他是说纪念耶稣替我们死的这样的一个仪式。
It speaks of a ceremony that remembers Jesus dying for us.
所以我们看到啊
，So we can see，
我们说的圣诞节
，Christmas that we speak of，
其实更多的是纪念什么呢
？What does it remember more？
我们当然要纪念他为我们生。
Of course we have to remember his birth. We thank the Lord.
但是我们更是纪念他为我们死。
But we remember his death even more.
因为只有他的死
because his death
了结了在神面前的那个案卷
has concluded the case before God.
让我们能够逃脱神的审判
so we can escape the judgment of God.
让我们有机会能够不用再死
that we can escape death.
我们地上说的圣诞节的意义是家庭，是给予。
The meaning of Christmas on earth is family, is to give.
没错，我们站在被告席上是神的仇敌。
That's true. We were accused. We were enemies of God.
但是我们也是神所创造的。
But we were created by God.
神看我们像一个家庭一样。
And God sees us as His family members.
而且神愿意跟我们住在一起。
And He desires to dwell with us.
只是我们流浪，我们犯罪，流浪成了浪子，离开了家。
But we have become the prodigal son who left the house.
所以神的救恩是什么？
So what is the salvation of God?
福音是什么？
What is gospel?
这个好消息就是神愿意我们回家。
The good news is that God desires us to go home.
他愿意让我们和他一样做一个家庭的团聚。
He desires to have a reunion of the family.
但是为了能够让我们回到神的家里，
And in order for us to go back to the family,
他必须把他的儿子舍弃。
He has to give up his own son.
他必须要给予。
He has to give.
他必须把他儿子给出来，才能够让我们回到家里。
He has to give his one and only son so that we can go back to the house of God.
因为他的儿子替我们死了，我们才能够回到家里去。
Because his son died for us, then we can go back to the house of God.
这是我们纪念耶稣的时候我们要想到的。
This is what we ought to remember when we remember Jesus.
那么他把上帝把他的儿子给我们
And God gave us his son
就是最好最好的礼物给我们
And this is the best gift
那么问题是
The question is
上帝把这个事情做成了
God has accomplished this salvation
剩下就是我们自己这边的反应
And the rest is dependent on us
那么你要吗
Do you want this gift
你要的话呢
If you want it,
你就脱离了那个审判。
Then you will escape the judgment.
你如果不要的话，
If you don't want it,
你还在那个审判的里面。
You're still under the judgment.
因为耶稣替所有人死了。
Because Jesus died for all.
你要承认他替我死了。
You have to admit that he died for you.
你要接受耶稣。
You have to accept Jesus.
你要接受这个礼物。
Accept this gift.
我们才能够得救。
Then can we be saved.
所以耶稣是圣诞节 最好的礼物。
So Jesus is the best Christmas gift.
是我们的上帝为我们每一个人量身定做的。
Is what our God has given us.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
所以当这个节日的时候，我们看到家庭，我们看到给予。
So in this holiday time, we see family, we see giving.
我们的父神在天上希望每一个人都回到他的家里。
Our Father in heaven desires for everyone to come back to his house.
当我们回到他家里的时候，我们不能空手去。
When we come back, we cannot go empty-handed.
我们要带着我们的礼物。
We have to go with our gifts.
这个礼物不是我们自己的。
And that gift is not from us.
这个礼物就是耶稣。
But this gift is Jesus.
除非我们从神那里接到了，我们接受了耶稣。
Unless we accept Jesus,
把它穿在我们的身上，把它带在我们身上。
To put on Jesus,
那么我们才能够回到神的家里。
Otherwise, we cannot go back to His house.
所以，为了我们得到这样的救恩
，In order for us to accept the salvation,
我们必须要接受耶稣作为我们的救主。
We have to accept Jesus as our personal Savior.
所以，尽管是在地上这样的时间
，As We still have time on earth.
我们还是愿意把耶稣基督介绍给大家。
We want to introduce to you this Jesus.
希望你能够接受上帝给你的最好的礼物。
Now you can accept the best gift from God.
如果你愿意接受这个礼物的话
，If you want to accept this gift,
请你把手举一下。
Please raise up your hand.
你愿意接受这个礼物吗
？Are you willing to accept this gift?
如果你愿意的话，你举手表示一下。
If you're willing, please raise up your hand.
表示你愿意接受神的礼物。
To signify that you are willing to accept the gift.
表示你心里愿意接受神给你的救恩。
That you're willing to accept the salvation of God.
啊，你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
这是神给我们的最好的礼物。
This is the best gift from God.
是他的儿子给我们。
It's His only begotten Son.
因为在天上人间，天下人间没有赐下别的名可以让我们靠着得救，唯有耶稣基督可以帮助我们。
Because there's no other name in heaven or on earth, that can save us except for Jesus.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们不知道你真是什么时候确定的日期来到地上。
We don't know when you were born in this world.
但我们知道你为我们死。
But we know that you died.
你为我们这些罪人挂在十字架上。
That you died for sinners on the cross.
所以我们感谢赞美你
so we thank and praise you.
因为唯有你带来这样的救恩
Because only you can bring about such salvation.
让我们这些罪人不用再死
That sinners do not need to die again.
让我们因着相信就能够接受你为我们的救主
And because we believe we can accept you as our savior.
我们这样离家的浪子就有了一条路回到神的家里
And as prodigal sons we can come back to the house of God.
与父神团聚
That we can be united with God.
我们感谢赞美你你的话永远
We thank and praise you because your word stands forever.
你的圣灵跟我们同在，做更深的工作。
May your Holy Spirit be with us and do a deeper work in us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.